Simon & Schuster Audio presents Bonesmith by Nikki Powell-Preto. Read by Molly Hanson.
Chapter 1.
Ready your blade.
As one, the novitiates knelt in the snow, their weapons held high on upturned palms. For Valkyrs like Ren, it was a blade fashioned from dead bone. For Reapers, a scythe of gleaming steel. The sun had set, the sky inky black and riddled with stars. The gravedigger's hour was upon them. Any moment now, the sickle moon would crest the would-be trees. Any moment now, the trial would begin. Ren's heart thundered in anticipation. The branches of the forest stood pale and stark before them, sharp with reaching hands and gaping mouths, with splintered spines and cracked ribs. This was no ordinary forest, after all. This was the Bonewood. Arms and legs soared up from the ground, twisted and warped, bent and broken. Dead. Soulless bones. Undead. Haunted bones. Human bones, yes, but other creatures too. Reindeer with spiky antlers, and great woolly mammoths with arching tusks. Ancient bones from unknowable beasts, bones from the dawn of time. The Bonewood was at once a graveyard and a training ground. It was here that bonesmiths tested their skills, extended their magic, and showed their mastery over the undead. Now, after years of training and a lifetime of living in its shadow, Ren would traverse the Bonewood and compete in the Bonewood trial. She lifted her head slightly, considering the novitiates kneeling on either side of her. There were 10 of them in total, each dressed in bonehouse black and with black grease lining their eyes, making their sockets look sunken like skulls. Ghostlight was bright enough on its own, but turned blinding when it flashed against the snow, so they used wax and charcoal mixture to reduce glare. It also made the mark of their magic. Their pale, bone-white irises stand out all the more. Sometimes, Ren extended the eye black into her hairline or painted her lips for a more dramatic effect, though her teachers usually told her...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?